Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, you are welcome in this place, Lord. You are welcome in this place, Lord. You are welcome in this place, Lord, have your way. Lord, you are welcome in this place, Lord. You are welcome in this place, Lord. You are welcome in this place, Lord. Please have your way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times. And God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's the lily of the valley and the bright and the morning star. Amen. Hallelujah. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our God. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. As we come first, amen, TGIF, today God is first. We come to seek his kingdom first and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added, will be added unto us. Amen. And we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And there is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. So that's the beautiful part. Amen. About our media fellowship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That God is here. Hallelujah. And God is everywhere, which we do know. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to preach on that. Amen. Coming up. Amen. But not today. Amen. All right. Well, I'm back. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Bradford is back. Amen. Pastor Bradford is back with the word. And she is back with a word from the Lord. Not my word, but God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Not my strength, but God's strength. Not my ability, but God's ability. Not my will, amen, but God's will be done. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen and amen. So, Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the prophet Haggai. The prophet Haggai, we want to thank God for him. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be doing a two-part on him. Amen. Glory be today. Amen. Today, amen, I want to draw your attention to the book of Haggai. It's in the Old Testament. It's a very, very small chapter. Matter of fact, there's only two chapters in this. There's only two chapters, chapter one, chapter two. Amen. So take about 15, 20 minutes a day, and I want to encourage you, amen, to read the whole book. Amen. You will be blessed. And as I said, we will, amen, be coming back, amen, with Haggai, amen, and as the Lord lead, amen. Definitely, I know we're going to be coming back. I want to draw your attention to chapter number two. And I want to let us look in verse number 11. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 11. Amen. And it reads like this. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh and the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Verse number 14. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. Ooh, okay. Now this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna read it again in the NIV to help some folks out. Amen. Although the word amen, hallelujah, speaks for itself. Amen, hallelujah. But I want to just read that again. That was the King James. Amen. And we do the King James here, and we will share with you at another time why King James is the best way. All right, but we know with this Elizabethan language, and sometimes we need a little help, and this is why the Holy Spirit is here. Let me read again in the NIV. Haggai chapter 2, verse 11. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priest what the law says. If someone carries consecrated meat in the fold of their garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, olive oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes. The priest replied, it becomes a file. Then Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer, there is the file. Whew. I come to speak to you for a few minutes on this morning, amen, hallelujah, from a subject, unholy money. Unholy money, amen. Beloved, amen, as I said, amen, Haggai, it only has two chapters, chapter 1, chapter 2. Glory be to God. Very good reading. So much in there. It's loaded. Those two chapters are loaded, amen. We see here in these particular verses today, beloved, coming out of that second chapter of Haggai, there are three things which make your offerings unacceptable to God. Every offering is not acceptable to God. and we need to know that, and that's what that scripture that we just read is saying. Beloved, God will not accept your gifts, regardless of how generous they may be. You can put thousands on the altar. You can come to God with $1 million check and say, Lord, this is for you. I come to tell you that God will not accept it. If you offer them to him with unsanctified hands, or if you offer them to him with an impure hearts. Christians today feel that as long as they give their tithes and their offerings to God, that they can live carnal lives. They think that they can fulfill the lusts of their flesh and God will receive their offerings and continue to bless them. They think that their gifts and their sacrifices to God will sanctify them. Even though they may be walking in disobedience or may have unconfessed sin in their lives. Beloved, the children of Israel lived under a closed heaven because they had been disobedient by not rebuilding the house of God. This was Haggai's message to them. And not only that, not only were they not rebuilding the house, and I come to tell you, beloved, today that you are the house. I know you're trying to get in your car and go to the house, amen, of the Lord. I come to tell you that you are the house. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. So not only was they not rebuilding the house of God, see, but they was also not giving him their tithes. After God spoke to them through the prophet Haggai, God had exposed their sin of neglecting the house of God. And God revealed to them that he had closed the heavens because of their negligence. They repented, thank God, and they began to build the house of God. In our scripture this morning, beloved, Haggai chapter number 2, verses, glory be to God, 11 through 14. I read it twice in your hearing. We read that after two months, that's 60 days, after they had begun to build and rebuild the house of God, God spoke to them again. God called them up again. And God told them that what they had offered upon the altar was unclean. God told them the money they put on the altar was unclean. God told them the works that they put on the altar was unclean. Why did God say that it was unclean, beloved? Well, hold your breath. This is real deep. This is real deep. Take a seat. Get a paper. Get a pencil. This is real deep. You want to know why God told them that their offerings was unclean? Here it is. Because they were unclean. Bam. Bam. They were unclean. The priest acknowledged that the meat offering, see, the meat offering belongs only to the priest, beloved. When you search your Old Testament history, the meat offering belonged only to the priest. Though holy in itself, that was holy. The meat offering was holy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They could not make anything else holy that it might touch. What is God saying? Your tithes and your offerings do not make the altar holy. Your tithes and your offerings do not make you holy. According to ceremonial law, a person was considered unclean if they touched a dead body. Anything else that they touch would be made unclean. If you are unclean and there is unconfessed sin in your life, then the gifts and the sacrifices that you offer to God are defiled and considered unclean. God told the people that the work of their hands and all that they offered upon the altar was unclean because they were unclean.
They thought that the sacrifice that they had offered on the altar would sanctify them. It would excuse their neglect and their disobedience of not building the temple, and thereby remove the curse that they had brought upon themselves. However, beloved, instead of their burnt offerings and sacrifices being accepted by God, they were detestable in his sight. Woo! We don't have to remind you of Cain and Abel, do we? God said it stinks. My grandbaby, amen, little Kennedy, amen, whenever she eats, and she's not only but 3 years old, she always smells her food. Maybe because she grew up around a dog, I don't know, they have a dog, amen, but she never eats anything unless she smells it first. If she don't like the way it smells, she ain't eating it. Guess what? God is smelling, amen, hallelujah, your offerings. Woo! Holy Ghost Jesus. The Lord is saying that their offerings were detestable to him, unclean to him, unholy to him. Why? Because they were unclean, they were detestable, and they were unholy. They were covetous, they were in covetousness, self-indulgence, and they were in pure disobedience, because partial obedience is disobedience of not building the house of God. And that made them unclean, beloved. Therefore, because they were unclean, all of their burnt offerings were unclean. The foundation of the temple had been laid, but they had neglected to actually build the temple upon it. So they had not prospered. Beloved, sometimes we wonder what's hindering our prosperity. The scripture clearly tells us that their offerings were unclean. Unclean money. You mean God's not going to accept this offering? I'm coming with $50,000 offering today. You mean to tell me God's not going to accept it? Not if you want to clean. God don't need your money, baby. you forget that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But God made all the trees. Huh? God made, you know, they make dollar bills from trees, right? Well, guess what? Guess who the trees belong to? Hey, my God, sookie. The Bible tells us that to obey is better than to sacrifice. God told them that if they repented, changed their ways, and built the temple, that he would once again open the heavens and bless them. That was conditional. He said, from this day on, I will bless you. You can read it in verse number 19. Remember, it's not but two chapters here. Haggai chapter number 2, look at verse 19. He says, is the seed yet in the barn? Yet, yea, and as yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. If you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Throughout God's dealings with Israel, God considered the offerings of his people to be unclean, and God refused to accept them. Now, I know some people coming with some money, we ain't asking where they got it from. Could be blood money, prostitution money, drug. We don't even care how much you got. All right, you want me to come to you or you coming to me? Nah, God don't roll like that, baby girl, baby boy. God don't roll like that. Glory be to God. God refused to accept it. You mean you ain't going to take this? This ain't no check. This ain't even no cashier check. I'm coming with cash. Nah. No, thank you. If they were walking in disobedience and worshiping idols, God said, no, thank you. No, thank you. And so this is why God spoke, beloved. Write this scripture down. Amos chapter number 5, verse number 21. Amos 5, 21. And it reads like this. This is God speaking now. Listen clearly. Listen clearly. We almost finished too. He says, I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Woo! Say what? No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got another scripture for you. Huh? For you note takers. All right, you got Amos 5:21. All right, so you got Haggai 2:11-14. You got Amos 5:21-22. I want to give you one more scripture. Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 11-13. This is what the Bible says. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? Unless they are the offering of the heart, says the Lord. I have had enough of your burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fat beasts without obedience. And I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of he-goats without righteousness. When you come to appear before me, who requires of you that your unholy feet trample my courts? Bring no more offering of vanity, emptiness, falsity, vainglory, and futility. Your hollow offering of incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure. Is iniquity and profanity even the solemn feast? My God, sookie, 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 sookie. Beloved, listen to what God is saying. God told them to stop bringing their offerings. Keep your money. You can't buy me. You can't twist my hands, amen, for me to bless you. That's what the scripture means when it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. You can't twist God's hands to bless you. You can't run no okey-doke over on me. He said, keep your money. The money is unclean because you unclean. All of their sacrifices were contemptible in his sight because the people were unclean. God told them, he said, in that same chapter, Isaiah, glory be to God, chapter number 1, verse 16, listen to what God said. He said, go wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Beloved, that's why Romans 12 tells us, amen, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Being not conformed to this world, but being ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God don't want your body. God don't want your money. God wants your life. God wants your heart. God wants your heart. It's like a man cheating on his wife and coming, you know, guilty, amen, and gonna come and put all the money on the table. Baby, I bought you some jewelry. Baby, I bought you some flowers. Here's some extra money. Yeah, but your heart down the street with Sister Sue, Sue, Sue. That woman don't, amen, want that money. She want the man. God is saying the same thing. God said, I don't want your money. I don't need your money. I want you to, amen, repent and get your heart right. That's what I want. This was, amen, Haggai's message, amen, to the people. Beloved, in these verses, there are three indicators that your offerings are unholy. And I want you to write these three down, and I'm finished today. So you can know, amen, the next time you give God an offering, you don't have to guess. Amen. Glory be to God. If your offering is holy or unholy, because the scripture, amen, will let you know. And here it is right now. Three indicators that you have an unholy offering. Your offerings are unacceptable to God. If, number one, when they are not given from your heart, and when they are not given with a pure motive, unacceptable. Well, I'm just doing it because, you know, they expect me to do it. I'm just doing it because, not unacceptable. You might as well keep it. Go shopping, whatever. Unacceptable. No, then you don't want to do it. It ain't in your heart to do it. Unacceptable. Number two, when you walk in disobedience to God and his word, unacceptable. Yeah, well, you know, God going to help me through this. You know what I mean? No, I ain't delivered yet, but I'm going to give this offering. Unacceptable. Might as well do something else with it. Ain't no return on that. No blessing on that, baby. You still under closed heaven. Unacceptable. Yeah, giving God your money and then turn around and you're going to sin? I mean, contemplate a sin? Then never ask God to forgive you or keep playing with God, coming back every 15 minutes, asking God to forgive you? Oh, baby, you not only is unacceptable, you in dangerous territory. And you refuse to be obedient to God's word when you know what God's word is saying, but you still want to have your own way? Unacceptable, unholy. The Lord said unholy. And the third way you can know that your offering is unacceptable to God, beloved, according to the book of Haggai, is when there is impurity or unconfessed sin in your life. You ain't repenting yet. You just holding on to this thing, feeling good about it too. Justifying yourself. God said, guess what? God said, I don't even hear your prayers. I don't even hear your prayers. Because unconfessed sin is the only thing that can keep God from not hearing us. If you coming, amen, trying to give God an offering, but God said, give and it shall be given. Yeah, I'm looking for my 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. You ain't getting 0-fold, baby. You ain't getting, God don't bless no man. So who you think you're playing with? You about to get a curse. You about to get a curse. Well, God know my heart, but I'm just going to do this. No, unacceptable. God don't take everything we give him. Oh, no, unacceptable. Beloved, when you give your tithes, your offerings, and sacrificial gifts to God, you must come into his presence with a clean heart. If there is covetousness there, if there is pride, if there is envy, envy, oh my God, we can do all. We got to come back and talk about that envy. That envy is going to send a whole lot of people to hell. Huh? That disobedience or any other impurity, it will defile you. Regardless of your liberality, regardless of the size of your gifts, they will be unclean, and God will not accept them. Oh, the church might take it. The pastor might take it. Huh? But God didn't. So what's the use? God made a provision for you that through Christ, to come before him with a clean heart. And we have his promise. We talked about it last week. A promise is a promise with the Lord. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can find that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Beloved, we have no excuse to come before God with sin in our hearts. I'm going to repeat that. We have no excuse, nada, to come before God with sin in our hearts. Let me ask you a question today. Are your offerings acceptable to God? You answer. He ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell me because I ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. I got to make sure my offerings are acceptable. God said, judge your own self and you'll not be judged. Are your offerings acceptable to God? Or are your offerings unclean and unholy because you're unclean? Beloved, I want to encourage you today to search your heart and ask God to reveal any sin in your life. And when he reveals it, if and when he does, confess it and be cleaned first. That's the first step. That's the first order of business. Get your heart clean. Then, after you've made your confession and your heart has been cleansed, now give your offerings to God. Know that he will accept them. Not only will he accept them, he will pour his blessings upon you. Beloved, in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Jesus revealed a hindrance that could cause your offerings to be unacceptable to God. And I close with this verse coming from Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 23 and verse number 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gifts at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, somebody say first. What's first? First is number one, right? First is first. First is not second. First is not third. First is not last. First is first. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. And the word of God is the word of God all day long. Glory be to God. And unholy acceptable. Unholy sacrifice, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God does not accept all of the sacrifices, the offerings, and the money that you give him. God has requirements. God has requirements, acceptable requirements. Hallelujah. Cleanse your heart and not your garments. Cleanse your heart and not your garments. Somebody with a clean heart and no money is more acceptable to God with somebody that got a lot of money and an unclean heart. Woo! Time to get it right. We want to thank God for Haggai, another man of the Bible. Thank God for his message. As we search our hearts, if you can't say amen today, saints, just say ouch. Just say ouch. Amen. Thank God for his grace. And thank God for his mercies. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Before I close on today, hallelujah, Father, we thank you for the word on today. Thank you for a rhema word. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Yesterday, I want to offer an apology today for yesterday. All right. You guys saw me. Amen. My heart. I opened my heart. Very candid in my expressions. Amen. Because I don't hide nothing. Amen. I don't hide anything. Amen. The truth is the truth. Amen. And I reveal the truth. I want to confess this, that I do not intend to push anybody beyond your comfort zone. And I think that's what I'm doing. I'm pushing some people out of their comfort zone. But I want to apologize for that. Because I realize that some of you are just not ready. So you're just not ready, and I want you to be ready. Glory be to God. Because, beloved, amen, this ministry is going somewhere. Matter of fact, we ain't going nowhere. We already there. And you guys are so close to me, but I didn't want to leave you behind. I'm crying out in my heart. I just don't want to leave you behind. Like, you know, you might not be on the rank that I'm on, but I want you to be close in my circle, and I just didn't want to leave you. And that's just me calling out. That's the pastor in me. That's the person who I am. Come on, let's all come up together. But I realized, and God showed me on yesterday, that just not going to happen. And so with me pulling you, because you got so much potential in you, you got leadership capacity in you, you got greatness in you, and I'm trying to pull everybody up. See? But I can't do it. I can't do it. Because I'm not even the one pulling myself up. God has pulled me up. He's trying to take a lot of you with me. But it's okay, because you're not ready to go. And it's all right. So forgive me. Forgive me for pushing you. I'll try not to do it again. The Lord already shows me, amen, showed me what needs to be done and where to go for the help. I was trying to do it from the inside. I mean, why go outside? Why go outside? Glory be to God. Then now here everybody knows your name, you know, you're on TV and all that, and you got all these strangers around you. Where are the people that started out with you? They ain't want to come. I can't blame myself for that. I can't blame myself for that. I can't blame myself for that. But that was just my pastor's heart. That was my love for you. Y'all want to go where I'm going? Some of you said no. That's all right. You're just not ready. And you know what? You may never be ready. I still love you. I still love you. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you. So do I. I just want you to be close to me. That's all. So that's what you heard on yesterday. But it's done. Because it ain't stopped nothing. It ain't stopping nothing because we already there. And you ain't seen nothing yet. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. Glory be to God. I just wanted to look around, amen, and say, when they asked me where some of the people that started out with you, I just wanted to turn around and say, sitting right here. Sitting right there. That's all I was saying. I might have came across, amen, in my appeal, it was a little heavy. But that's all I was saying. Where's some of the people that started right here? They were sitting here right here. Don't you see them? Put the camera on them. There they go. That's all I was saying. But I can't make you be ready. And I can't make you want to go. Amen. Hallelujah. But you best believe I'm going. You best believe that. You best believe I'm already there. Amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. Meet us today, amen, at the altar prayer, amen, at 12 o'clock, amen, and then back at 9 p.m., amen, at the power line, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God for our sanctified prayer warriors, God. We say thank you for the prayer warriors as they come at 12 noon, back at 9 o'clock. Anoint them, bless them, Father God. Keep them from danger, seen and unseen, every spirit of retaliation, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. As we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, glory be to God. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Cancel it, Father God. Even mechanical malfunctions, Father God. Father, thank you that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this word today, Father God, causing us to examine. Amen. Hallelujah. If we've been clean or unclean, and then, Father God, we ask that you would confess, Father, forgive us. Just forgive us. And thank you for giving us a new day, another day to start over and get it right and keep it right with you helping us. Thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. In Jesus' name, and our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is absolutely the Lord of Lords. My pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom this day and every day. Amen, hallelujah. Everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. on social media, 6 a.m. at the breakfast table. And praise party tomorrow night. Praise party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. 9 p.m. tomorrow night, Lord's willing. All right? All right. Love you, love you, love you. Apostle Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Give me a cleaner chance, a better one, I pray, to believe you when you tell me, and stick with it all the way. Just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand new. My heart from fainting, this is all I know to do, just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand. Play now, won't you play? Talking about you, and I.